Chapter 4 War. Lilliput seemed like a peaceful place, but Gulliver soon found out it wasn't. One day, the Emperor's secretary came to see him.
"We have a problem," he said. "There are two groups of people in Lilliput. The Tramixans wear high heels, and the Slamixans wear low ones. They're bitter enemies, and both groups want to rule. The Emperor likes low heels at the moment, so the Slamixans have more power. But if he changes his mind, war could break out."
"That's terrible," said Gulliver.
"And that's not all," cried the secretary. "We're already at war with a nearby island called Blefuscu. Blefuscu is going to attack us."
"Why?" said Gulliver. "Whatever happened?"
"It's all about eggs," explained the secretary. "Boiled eggs and a cut finger."
Gulliver was astonished. "Eggs," he said. "How?"
"Ouch."
The secretary blushed.
"Well, many years ago, everyone opened their eggs at the big end, but then the prince cut his finger when breaking his egg open. His father passed a law at once. No one was to crack their eggs at the big end ever again. Eggs always had to be eaten from the smaller end. Lots of people refused to obey the law. They were ready to die over it, and some were killed. But others fled to Blefuscu, because there people still cracked their eggs at the big end. We've been at war ever since, and now the Blefuscu fleet is going to invade Lilliput. You have to help us,"
the secretary pleaded.
"Please."
"All those who open their eggs at the big end, charge!"
Gulliver listened carefully to the sad tale. "I'll see what I can do," he said. He tried to find the island of Blefuscu with his telescope. It was easy to spot. A fleet of ships was getting ready to set out. Gulliver counted over 50 warships. "What can I do against so many ships?" "I know. I'll need ropes and iron bars," he told the Emperor. Gulliver twisted the ropes together to make them stronger. Then he bent the iron bars into hooks. "Now for the next stage of my plan," he muttered, heading to the sea. Gulliver waded in and swam almost to Blefuscu. When he rose out of the sea, towering above them, the sailors screamed with fright. Many dived overboard just to escape. Gulliver hooked a rope to each of the ships and tied the ropes together. Then he hauled the fleet back across the sea to Lilliput.
"Three cheers for Gulliver!"
"Hip hip, hooray!"